Now, slip over to chapter 16 and look at verse 9, because I want to get all of these principles. When David was attacked, he realized God allows adversaries for his own purposes. Now, that's one we all need to learn. That's the fifth one. When you and I have an adversary attacking us, someone that's making it their job to make our life miserable, we need to realize what David realized. Look at verse 9. Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, "Why should this dead dog curse the king? Let me take his head off." Look at David's response, verse 10. "What have I to do with you? Let him curse. Because the Lord has said to him, curse David." Nothing can happen without God allowing it to happen. And God doesn't just kind of push things off and see how they're going to turn out. God causes all things to work together for his good and secondarily for ours. That's the one we have trouble with. Okay, you're in control, God, but what about me? God says, whatever's good for me is good for you. And I'm not going to let anything happen that is not going through the lens and the filter of my sovereign care of you. And so David knew that lesson. He says, the Lord has said to him. And then look at the end of verse 11. Let him alone. Let him curse. For so the Lord has ordered him. David entrusts his personal adversaries to the Lord. David knew that God raises up and puts down. He knew adversaries are allowed by God, and he wanted to respond correctly. God often allows us to be attacked by various adversaries just so God can see what's inside of us and let it come out. And so the next time you have an enemy and you have an attack and you have an adversary and you have a persistent person that's dogging you at work or at school or in your family or in whatever, in your neighborhood, that just keeps coming, acknowledge the fact, as verse 10 tells us, that the Lord has said to them, bother you. And when David was attacked, he realized God allows adversaries for his own purposes. And what we're supposed to do is, instead of getting rid of the adversaries and undermining them and discrediting them and letting the world know that they're false, we step back and say, what kind of response are you looking for from me, from this, Lord? See, that's what David did. He stepped back and he said, what response do you want? And the Lord said, I want you to see that I'm in charge of your situation and your circumstances. And David said, great. You can do things better than I can. Take over. And that was such a turning point in his life. The next one is in verse 12. Look at 2 Samuel 16:12. When painful abuse was overwhelming him, David fled to the Lord for hope. It says in verse 12, it may be the Lord will look on my affliction and the Lord will repay me with good for his cursing this day. You notice what he doesn't say? He doesn't say, let him have it, Lord. Eat him up, burn him up, kill him, you know, send him to, you know, whatever, you know. No, he says, maybe the Lord will repay me with good for all of his cursings. What David is saying is, when he was overwhelmed with painful abuse, but he fled to the Lord, not for vengeance, but for hope and for the Lord to bless him. David knew God cared. He knew that God saw his troubles. He knew the Lord can cause all things to work together for good. He always entrusted his personal sufferings to the Lord. He didn't do his own self-pain management. You know, nowadays they have the little things. You're in the hospital and you can push the little button and get a little, you know, you are in charge of your pain management. We like that. We like to be in charge of our management of our life. We like to manage our pain and our suffering and our afflictions. And we just want to push that button, get a little another drip, you know, so we don't feel it. God says, no, 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 that's nice. I'm glad you have pain management, but that's not how I run things in your life. I want you to entrust to me your afflictions and your troubles.